So, hello to week four of our Playful Self workshop, 4 week workshop. And so this is going out to Manolo and to Anuska and also Simon, who's here, and anybody who will watch this recording in the future. This is the first time we're doing this program, and it won't be the last one. It's the first of the series. So, anyway. So let's just bang in there and start sharing the screen. No. Audience window, here we go. Share. Okay, cool. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Brilliant. So we have week four, which is all about vibrant body. And these are like let me pick up the screen so I can see what I'm doing as well. So these are all. Don't want to do oh, well, anyway. So, oh, there, he's gone. Sorry. So this is no, it's not week four heartfelt connections anyway. Let's go on to the next week. So how did your week go? Playful wins. So Simon, after last week, which was like this crazy, like more emotional week, how was it for you?
It was another emotional week. To be fair. Full of playfulness. I was doing workshops all over the place with another teacher, instructor, facilitator, and we're traveling from one place to the other, playing with people, doing workshops together, and then seeing the Liverpool, the town that I'm in. So I guess we had lots of playful time together, inventing our own language and little games. So it was definitely a playful thing. So I didn't actually look into the homework or anything because my life was just dedicated to this person for a week and just spending good time together. So in that
Oh,
sense was
excellent.
amazing. Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, that's good. When you hang out with people, and does that person live where you live, or is he new to the
No,
area?
she just came for a week to teach. I think the playful win was I did a bit of the interaction in the on the counter at Tesco, just with the lady, just to make this little thing. And then I sent this text to my friend Dennis, telling him that he means a lot to me, and I received a lovely reply and a phone call, and it was a really cool idea to do this. I really like this.
Good, 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 good. Okay, so let's dig in today. So today, so we're going to discover and fully integrate our own unique path to play that we've started with doing already, so that it becomes an integral part of our daily life. So vibrant health, not just the absence of symptoms. So this is really important. Like in like Western society, we tend to think of health as just being an absence of symptoms. If that I don't feel like anything's going wrong with me, then I'm fine. But in this idea of like a vibrant body, vibrant health, it's not enough just to not have symptoms. We need to really feel like we're glowing and we're buzzing with energy all around us. And yeah, that's the and in yoga terminology, it's wherever there's a blockage in the body where the energy can't flow to, that is exactly where we get problems and pains and illness and whatnot. So vibrant body is beyond the material body. So what I mean by this is just mainly when we think of the body, we concentrate just on our muscles. If we're lucky, somebody thinks about the bones, but not very many people at all. Skin, maybe not really, though. We think of muscles generally, we think of the material body. But when we want to go beyond the material body, we're more thinking of like, yeah, feeling this warmth all through the body, feeling that it's alive, feeling the energy, and to not go off on one something which is a bit too complicated to talk about, but to start to feel the intelligence of the body, and to feel the intrinsic joy of the body as well. So this is things we don't normally even ever think about. And the more we see and feel, like the more subtle aspects of it, the more we actually see and experience the subtle aspects around us. If we just think of we're just muscle and just material, that's all we all see around us is just material things. But like magic to happen, we need to be a bit more sensitive and be a bit more in listening to our bodies. And this is what playfulness is. It's magic. It creates magic. Let me just read this, what's written here. Vibrant health encompasses overall well-being, including mental, emotional, and spiritual aspects. Integrating playfulness into one's lifestyle can contribute to he holistic health by promoting joy, creativity, and a sense of vitality, which go beyond mere physical health. Okay, so let's go on. It's just giving a little bit of importance to it. Okay, so we're gonna do like just a few minutes of chair yoga. And when I was in the lockdown, I wanted to give back to the people some of the things I've been learning in the last year. I hadn't learned chair yoga, right? But I was thinking, how can I help people that are stuck in their houses and their apartments during the lockdown? And I'm out in the nature. And I thought I was going to do some chair yoga. So I did about 80 chair yoga live videos in the end. And
Wow.
And I'll say about this now. I'm quite interested in, I want to make a deal with you guys, with Simon and anybody that w watches this, of course. If you I've just put together, I did it in these days, I put together my top 10 of those chair yoga lessons. And I've built like a little web page, a very simple web page. I will give this to you in exchange for a testimonial. Maybe you did this anyway, eh? And I hope you do. I hope it. You will anyway. But it's just like just to say thank you for a testimonial. I'll give you this thing because they're very interesting practices in there. It's not just this. It's creative and. I think it's very interesting stuff. Anyway, so let's
Okay, so offer accepted.
Okay. So we're gonna have it stretch the sides a little bit. We're gonna do it just a few minutes just to you can actually do quite a lot sitting down and reaching up towards the sky. You know, here we're not just in the shoulders, it's pulling up from the bottom, like really in here.
Okay.
Reaching up. Yeah, that's it. Reaching up. Okay, then hands behind the head and opening the chest up. Oh, okay. And then we're just gonna do some moving, twisting. So I'll say some things that hadn't come to me before as I was saying this. So vibrant health, a lot of it is around the health of our spine. Like the more flexible and the more the more flexible and free our spine is, the more energy we feel in our body. And the younger we feel, actually, we feel old when our spine is a bit decrepit. So there's lots more we could do with this chair yoga thing, but I'm going to move forwards. I think now we have we've got this Garden of Play meditation. This is really it's a cool one. So I like we've had these guided meditations. So close your eyes a second. Make sure you're comfortable and you're not going to be disturbed. And we're going to go into a journey to discover your inner garden of play. A place where you can connect with your sense of joy and creativity. So, visualize yourself standing at the entrance of a beautiful garden filled with vibrant colors and magical energy. Describe the garden as a place of playfulness, where each flower and tree radiates with joy and creativity. So fully use all of your senses in this garden. So we're walking through the garden. Look at the sights. There are flowers, there are birds chirping away. There are scents coming from the flowers. There's aerosols coming from the trees, like pine odors. And you can smell the smell of the soil. And it all just smells so nurturing. And there's a stream going through, and there's colorful butterflies, and there's musical chimes hanging from trees. So imagine yourself now playing in this garden. So it could be that you're swinging on a tree. It could be you're dancing with fireflies. It could be you're painting what you're seeing. It could be juggling. It could be you're looking at all different plants. Just 1 minute, just play around in this garden for just 1 minute. Brilliant. So you happily stop your playful activity and you start walking towards a central clearing in the middle of the garden. And you walk towards the center of the garden, and there's a glowing pool of light in the center of the garden that represents vitality and energy. And you step into this pool and you feel that the vitality, the energy just fills your whole body with a sense of well-being. Sort of like just enters every cell and every part of your body, to the tips of your fingers, to your toes, to the tops of your head. And you play around in this life-giving pool in the center of this playful garden. And then you slowly come out of the pool, but your body is already feeling much more awake. And you just walk through the garden and just like look at everything and see how wonderful and how everything's just seems to be playing. There are cats that are rolling around, there are dogs that are playing with each other. There are even fish in a pond which seem to be playing, swimming around. There are birds which aren't just flying from A to B, they're making great big circles in the sky and diving down and then coming back up again. In the clouds, they change and transmute and become playful objects. And you slowly walk to the end, out, walk to the garden, to the door, to the entrance, and you just walk out, but without leaving this sense of playfulness, you bring this with you. And just for a few seconds outside of the gate with your eyes closed, just feel how the body feels now, how the body feels much more awakened just through imagination. Brilliant. So we're going to open our eyes a second. So this is just the start, let's say, of a guided meditation in a playful garden.
I've been there.
You've been there. Good. Good. Okay, let's hold our thoughts for a second and let's go through it. So starting with joy, this is what we started to mention last week. It's actually not just start with joy, it's start with peace. And actually realizing now I'm going to do this thing now, like not take hours to do anything or even minutes, but just before we do any action, we just take a moment to realize what it is we're doing, right? Because the more we jump into things, our activities, they all get a bit jumbled up and mixed up, and we get things done, but we're not really there with any of them. And that's where stress starts to really come in, when we're not really resetting our nervous system by realizing that we've completed something. You know, we're always in this forward thinking mode where we have to do things, have to do things. And stress is a playful killer. We don't want to be in stress. Stress is a killer, not just a playful killer, right? So, starting with joy, the joy that comes from embracing our emotions, from playing with life in the way is the way to vibrant health. When we are joyful, we don't eat for comfort. That's really important as well, also for our health. We'll look into that in a second. In joy, our system is open. Our system is open, which means we are open to receive, we're open to give, we're open to notice, open to wonder, open to experience. Oh yeah, pinging noise going on. What's that? Okay, so this is a question I'm going to ask you all here. So I've got some pinging and I can't do anything about that. So how do you like to move? So Weight Watchers, you know, it's this great big company brand project, I don't know what we're going to call it. Okay, I'm going to ask you, Simon, and anybody who's watching the recording, think about it a second. So what is the best way to lose weight, like movement wise? What is the best exercise to lose weight? What do you think it is, Simon?
I guess for me it was running.
Okay.
I like when I was able to motivate myself to run regularly, I felt much more connected with my body, and then on that I could also watch more carefully what I eat, especially from the morning when I was just preparing myself for a run, and how much water I drink, and was influencing my overall well-being. Like, I don't really have much experience of losing weight because I'm kind of oscillating within some ranges
Yeah,
above
sure. Anyway,
average.
it's Weight Watchers is for people that want to lose weight, right? So thanks for answering this, but it's like, okay, so it's a bit, it's not really a trick question, eh? But it's like, for them, the best exercise to lose weight is whatever you enjoy that you're gonna do. You know, it's that simple. So whatever you're gonna do and you like to do is the best for you. So this is what we mean also by starting with joy, choosing something you enjoy, right? Enjoy. Joy is in it. Enjoy how to make movement a part of our lives. You know, we need to oil our parts, you know, we need to move.
Okay,
Same
so I
with.
think for me it's putting this one song that I like that has a very good beat and just jumping like crazy in the kitchen every day.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
Exactly.
what I've been doing for a week now.
Yeah. Okay. So, how to be more curious about how our body works? You know, we need to be more curious, otherwise we don't our movements don't evolve. You know, they stay the same, and we need to keep evolving. We need to understand how things work, and that's where we find joy as well. We're interested in, you know, discovering new parts, how it all fits together, no? How is the mind connected to the body? You know, how is the mind connected to the body? How to get the mind really in the body? Now the mind is outside of the body. For most of us in the West, and the mind needs to be in the body to have this vibrant body. Okay. And it's a bit about activating our sensual part of our body rather than just the motor part of our brain. I mean, activating more of our brain and feeling more and being in our body and doing practices and going down, listening takes time. Okay, so we're just going to move our bodies for a little bit. It'd be good to have some music, but it's too complicated for me, not like tech wise. Okay, so we're just going to move our bodies however we like to move. Okay. Brilliant. Doesn't take much to get really back into our bodies. Okay. So this is just part of the whole thing, right? So we are what we eat. So certain foods lift us up. Certain fields make us feel groggy. So okay, this is for you guys to do. So list five of each. List five foods that lift you up and five foods that after you've eaten, they don't make you feel so good. Yes, I know. Yeah, and then it's what are your comfort foods? But you could just even think about that. So, sugar, you know, pure sugar. No, sugar, it's sweet. Sweet. Yeah, feel what effects it has on your body, though. But I'm not into being moralistic here. I'm into experimenting. Feel how food is for you. People would say what they like. Maybe. But craving for certain foods doesn't mean your body is asking for it. It means that's your like what's it called that like the yeast build up in your body is asking for it, right? Anyway, drink water. Make sure you drink water anyway. It's easy to forget. We are what we do with our time. So this is. I like this to do with a playful path. Like we are what we do at time. So, what are the things that drain us of energy? What are the things that give us energy? It's important to know what they are, the difference are. So write a few things down. Okay, I'll give you some examples here. So activities that possibly drain us, excessive screen time, especially if we're just like in consumer mode rather than being creative. Creative being like building things like making video or I don't know, writing something or creating an article or negative relationships. They also could be like drain us. People, they're just people that just don't really give us anything, you know. That after we've been in their presence, perhaps we feel a bit tired. Multitasking, trying to do things, too many things all at the same time can be mentally exhausting. So we're as jugglers, this is a very tricky one because we like this thing of doing lots of things at the same time, right? So. It's a
But
hard one. Sorry?
it's not like juggling is doing one thing. in a time. Yeah, that's where the flow comes from. The common societal misconception about juggling is saying that, oh, I juggle so many things in my life, but that's in the language. We as jugglers, we focus on one.
You're absolutely right. We focus also on one ball at a time.
Yeah.
It's like there's lots of balls, but it's one at a time. Proper
Exactly.
weather. Good point. I like it. Good point. Also, what else drains us? Lack of physical activity. We're too sitting down all the time. It's not really very good. Unhealthy habits also drain us. Also, like procrastinating, putting things off too long, excessive worrying, self-criticism can drain mental and emotional energy. Activities that energize can be physical. Can be like walking, running, yoga. It can boost our endorphins and improve overall mood and energy levels. Spending time in nature, being outdoors and connecting with nature. How often, how long? I don't know. Have to try it out. Creative pursuits, engaging in creative activities like painting, writing, or playing music can be invigorating and provide a sense of fulfillment. Meaningful relationships, spending time and support with supportive and positive individuals who can lift mindfulness practices. Practicing mindfulness or meditation can help reduce stress, improve focus, and increase overall sense of well-being. Well, lots of things there, lots of things there. And to do with playfulness, when is it that we feel like we're actually our time is well spent? Is it when we're in the flow? For sure. When we're actually enjoying ourselves, when we're having like true fun? For sure. So can we turn like less interesting activities into more fun ones? Yeah. Just have to work out how to, right? How to find the fun in things, how to find it more engaging, how to find, oftentimes it's about doing it with other people, but it there's lots of different ways of doing things. Okay. What was this about? I think this was about not draining energy. So setting boundaries, learning to say no to activities. These things will regenerate us. Yeah. Quality sleep. If we're sleeping well, yeah, we feel more vibrant in our bodies. Personal growth. We need to grow. Either we grow or we die. There's no two ways about it. We need to keep growing. It doesn't need to be doing difficult things. It doesn't mean to make our life hard. It just means don't keep doing the same things in the same way, essentially. Balanced lifestyle. Balanced lifestyle. I don't know. I don't like this term actually, balanced lifestyle, but yeah, let's say making sure we're not missing out on big chunks of our lives, that it's all fully rounded.
I guess you're just remembering about all the important components.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because stress also doesn't come just because we're doing stressful activities. Stress comes from things that we're not doing that we're thinking that we should do all the time as well. So sometimes sometimes the best anti-stress is just massive action and just do all the things that you've been putting off. Like you just feel so much better afterwards. Especially if they're things that don't take too long. Okay, so we're not going to do this now, but breathing is another thing to really get into our vibrant body. And laughing helps us to breathe, right? 30 deep breaths. This is something I would suggest trying for like 21 days, like either with the hands, like, let's do it, let's do 30 of them. It'd be better to breathe in nose. I've got a bit of hay fever now, so my nose is blocked up. But let's do 30. We get together. Pass down. Another last one. Close your eyes a moment and just feel the effects on the whole body, but perhaps feel some tingling. Feel how the breath is much more open, free. Okay. So it was 3 minutes. 3 minutes, something like that. Good. I wasn't going to do it, I said, but we did it. It's good to need to feel like what it's like. It's like
Yeah.
3 minutes to do 30 deep breaths. You could even do twice a day. Once a day, really give you a lot more energy. A lot more energy.
It's good. I'm yawning, but I feel
Yeah, yawning because you want even more.
high.
Okay. So now we're going on to morning routine,
Okay.
which is very important.
Oh, external
We've
room
talked
here.
about it already a little bit. So put them in the order like lemon juice, water and lemon in the morning, or just water, a little bit warm, maybe not too hot. Celery juice is amazing.
Celery juice.
Yeah, you need you can do it with a blender and sieve it, but it doesn't come out very well. You need an extractor, like a juicer.
Juice.
Yeah, it's really celery juice. My wife and I, we did it for 2 years. We started doing it again now. It gives you so much energy. It's amazing. It's really amazing stuff. Not the fiber. The fiber you could do stuff with a. But no, it's just the juice, like half a liter, which is about 800 grams a day of celery. Anyway, so then we have movement, breathing, stillness. You know, takes 12 minutes, let's say, for the mind to actually fully quieten down a little bit. So just 12 minutes of just sitting, focusing on the breathing after you've done the breathing exercises. That's enough just to quieten the mind down a little bit. Journaling, so we talked about that. 10 minutes freestyling, having some fun in the morning, some dancing, and a good breakfast. But there's lots of other things in the morning routine, you know. It doesn't have to be the same every day. We can just choose three things that we do every day, and if we feel like it, we add something else. So now, okay, let's go to the next slide, which is this one here. So just 2 3 minutes just to like create your own 30-minute routine. So perhaps you just get up 15 minutes earlier. I don't know. This is all before turning your phone on, eh? Which is the tricky one. But like, and reading can be part of that as well, not from a screen, but yeah, phone on after we've done all this stuff. Anyway, 2 minutes to come up with just a few things that could be part of a morning routine that you think would like really give you good energy. Go.
Done.
Okay, excellent. What have you written down?
Like I have a few different variations, because like as you said, it doesn't have to be the same thing every day. So for example, this one would be like wake up, do a bit of a journaling in bed for a few minutes, wash teeth, wash face, go to the toilet, drink tea, play some music, for example, or sit for 12 minutes, or walk the dog and listening to the little meditation or something as you're walking. Or do I have those exercises? It's like a morning moving for 12 minutes. You do different exercises, a different set for every day. Also, guy created during the COVID, and there's hundreds of them. So it's a good way to kind of wake up your body in a short set. So
Good.
yeah, all sorts of.
Good, good. I met a lady, her morning routine is reading recipe magazines or recipe books, something like this. She reads recipe books. It's whatever, like there's lots of different ways, but
Yeah, the interesting I found is apparently our brain is very easy to get into the state of flow straight after you wake up. So if you wanna do some kind of work before the morning routine, it's very easy to kind of focus on things, and you can do like I don't know, like an hour of walking in bed before you're gonna get up and do the morning routine. Because people do sophisticated morning routines and then they're just tired after doing all those things from the list, and then they start to work and they
It
have no
can be, yeah,
motivation
it
to
can
focus
be.
to work.
It can
So
be.
you can swap it around. It's just switching between the working mode and the unwinding mode, and then it
Yeah.
worked. I
Yeah.
tried it and it was pretty cool actually to see how my brain just zone in.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Sometimes I'll do some gardening before I do anything, or do some tidy up or cleaning or something, you know.
Yeah. I
And
guess it's really important to be flexible and allow yourself to kind of change this
it
routine as
is.
you
It
feel.
is. But the important thing is to do something every day.
Yeah.
Something. Otherwise, you're just like open for attacks to come in. You're not, your mind isn't protected. Yeah. And you'll just be bombarded because you're no every day, every day, every day, even Christmas, even your birthday. The important thing is how we transition out of this. There's lots of thoughts about this as well, how to transition out of your morning routine into work mode. It's really hard because sometimes there's really the pressure on you to get on the front of your computer and do stuff. But this is like, first of all, get the morning routine that's going every day. And then these are like subtleties that need to be addressed. But generally saying, I would say a good transition is something anyway that's fun, that gets you smiling or gets you a bit silly maybe, because it brings that energy out. Because lots of morning routine things are bring build up the energy in the body. If you do like a wet, sometimes it just goes straight to our heads afterwards, and we want to avoid that.
So you're saying that not like do lots of exercises in the body,
Okay,
yeah,
so
and then just sit yourself in front of the computer, yeah? You need the transition between those.
yes, you need some sort of like something. Even just walking outside a little bit and appreciating the air, connecting a little bit to nature, or to a pet, or I don't know, just connecting to something, or connect yourself by dancing, or also I have only very recently, it's like setting an intention for the day as well could be a very interesting way of stepping out of that, you know. And
Yeah, that's a good one.
it doesn't mean like setting out your to-do lists. It's like throughout this
Yeah,
day,
not
I
the
want to,
plan, but the intention.
I want to respect my energy throughout this day, listen to people more than I talk. I don't know,
Yeah.
you can program your subconscious in so many cool ways.
Not what to do, but more how to be.
Exactly. Yeah, and then we need a plan, eh? What we're gonna do? We need a plan. Yeah. And like for lots of people that have lots of things they want to do, that becomes a problem. I know this very well. So I can't remember who it was now, but said write down all the things. I have a free thing to download on one website. It's called Burn Your To-Do List. But there's lots of other thoughts that have come out since that. But there's this thing, you know, like write down all the things you have to do, da, 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 and cross them all off except for three of them. Just do them,
Okay.
you know.
I love doing that. I'm just like writing down task after task, pages after pages, and then I'm in the endless run to cross them off.
Yeah, where's this
But then
book? I'm
maybe
gonna
I can
check.
do it the other way around.
I'm showing this book because I think we need to put this in the recommended reading. I'm only in the first 30 pages there of this book. But it's called Getting Things Done, The Art of Stress-Free Productivity. But actually, what as soon as you start reading it, you know it's not about getting things done, it's about being. But anyway, he's got this whole thing where he really wants people to get things out of their heads and on paper as soon as possible. Have systems for capturing that aren't just like random things all over the place like I have. No,
Okay.
systems for capturing your thought. And then you can trust your notes because lots of things in our heads we're worried about because they
They not noted.
yeah, because we're trying to remember them all the time. We're worried we will forget, and that occupies a lots of anyway, this
It's
is a
true.
tiny little bit off this. So what is a vibrant body? So like after we've talked about all these different things now, I'm going to share over to you and then I'll share some more thoughts. But like after what we've just been talking about, what do you think a vibrant body means now, Simon?
Being the vibrant body is when we are aware of the functions of our body and we explore them, and when we connect the brain state with the body state,
Yep.
what else? Well, like when we eat well and hydrated, when it feels alive, when it feels
Yeah, yeah,
energetic.
yeah. When it feels alive, I think that's a brilliant one to say. Yeah. When it feels alive, when it really feels alive. Yeah. And,
When you make the jumps as you walk.
yeah, I think we understand a little bit more now what it means to have a vibrant body. So what happens, like after we've been talking about this and doing some things and breathing and this and the other, we talk about vibrant body, then our focus then becomes a different thing. You know, it's not just to go part get through every day, right? We want to have a vibrant body now, right? You know, so it's like how to get a vibrant body. So we start asking ourselves different questions, no? And and we start to notice other people that have vibrant bodies. And it's not just fit people. There are fit people that you can see that they're all compressed. You know, that's not a vibrant body when you're like, you've all muscly, but you're compressed. You know, there needs some looseness in it.
I
Definitely
think
needs some.
for me it's happening when I focusing on it. Like when I'm good with doing like those morning movement exercises or when I'm jogging and everything, and that just brings my attention to the body, and then I do more. But I just needed this like
Yeah, I get you.
regular in, and then other things just grows out of it. Like I like what you said about being curious how body works and discovering new paths. And this is what doing this program, well, basically it was about being able to touch a floor with your hands when you bend down. Yeah, I was never able to do it, and then I found this video, and at the age of 40, I've learned how to do it in a week. I was like, wow, okay, so like this, I can move this, and I don't have to have pain here. It was really nice, and that was like a discovery for me. That and then from that, I found another exercise, and I was like, okay, so this bit's moving here, and this curiousness, this triggers that takes you to this really helps, and then you feel good, and then you forget about it, and then you have to do a playfulness course to remind yourself.
We need good mentors. We need them. I'm surrounded by mentors. I like from my yoga master, he's like the biggest one because I've just been with him since I was 23, right?
I do agree with this. Like one of the things I realized it was exactly this at the age of 40. So I have I did I have a school that is teaching me handpan. I'm doing this workshop with you, and I have also Waking Up by the guy called Harris, that is like a modern philosopher, and he's also like a good mentor. So I'm investing in mentors because I
Good.
realized that it's really good value for me. Same with this moving thing. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Okay, let's go just do a little recap on the whole of these 4 weeks then. So the first one, authentic self-discovery. At the beginning, the week one was named sort of like finding your playful rebel. But then someone suggested to me that it's like rebel that didn't resonate with them, whatever. It's not, it wasn't even quite what I meant, right? But let's go back to the authentic self-discovery, I would say. So we went through the play personalities and we what else did we do, Simon?
I think for me, rebel really resonated because you have to rebel against your set ways in life in order to discover the playfulness. And this is the way that the space is being created through this rebellion. So for me, it resonates. And on the week one, we did those, yeah, the personalities like Joker, Mover, Explorer, Collector, and all of this. And that's love because lots of people remember about it. And also, what else we did? Aha, and we just brought some memories from the childhood, analyze how we play, what our patterns, and there was few things about focusing on what really brings us joy. So basically, kind of that felt a bit of like a self-analyzing week for me. The opaque
Yeah, self-discovery, that's it. Yep.
self-discovery. Yeah.
Week two, lifestyle transformation, which is in the end, in this way of things, is the joyful mind, joyful mindset.
Yeah, realizing what drains you and what can be done a different way, and finding those modalities in our behaviors and analyzing the things that takes away our energy and playfulness and joy. Yeah, and kind of defining the lifestyle that we want to have.
Yes,
Okay.
exactly. And then week three, heartfelt connections. So it was a lot about relating to ourselves, relating to our partners, relating to our families, relating to our friends, and then with strangers in a nutshell. That was a brilliant session there. And then playful vitality. It's just bringing all this energy into making sure that we can actually enjoy life through a healthy body, and that we appreciate also having a healthy body. You know, it's really easy to take health for granted, but when it's coming from a place of gratitude, which playfulness wakes up gratitude in us, it wakes up courage in us, it wakes up joy in us, it wakes up determination. It just brings our mind up a level. You know, it's not in like this murkiness of like, basic needs like reproducing, eating, having a house over our heads, right? Once those needs are taken after, we need to raise our level and our standards a little bit to more subtle things. You know, we know that the quality of life depends on the small things. It's not the big things. It's the details. really important.
Is there like
So,
a particular reason for that order? Like, I understand the beginning. I'm not sure why the playful vitality is at the end.
yeah, I guess the playful vitality could also be like the last two, perhaps a good swap around.
Yeah.
Perhaps I'll swap around next time.
I would advise it. I think the week three, it's like a wider aspect and you can do more with this. And the vitality kind of prepares you for those things.
No, I like it. The things tweak things, improve
Yeah.
things. Yeah, I do think so. I think that's definitely what will happen. Yeah, no, right, because it's going out, it's getting out there. We're starting with ourselves. Probably playful vitality, you should be week two, actually.
Could be, yeah.
Week two and the lifestyle, and then
And then the heartfelt connection at the end.
I like it. Let's see if the people that are watching the recording agree. Do you agree? Let me know, Anuska and Manolo. Okay, so we'll have some time now, just to, like, ask any questions you might have. Obviously, if just
Yeah.
this is one of you, so so this is just the thought of, like, taking it from here. If anybody is interested, then I've put together this 12-week ways of being individual coaching. And this would be, I will send you more details about this tomorrow.
The email.
It would be taking this, the joyful mind, the heartfelt relationships, or the vibrant body. Like, what do we need to work on most of these? Taking one thing, we work on all of them, eh? But it could be this, could also just be a very practical thing, about changing job or changing lifestyle. Or but I will send the thing over, and perhaps it's good to talk about it. Let's take half an hour to talk about this sometime if anybody was interested.
Okay.
Okay, so now, any thoughts or questions you'd like to share? I'm going to stop sharing the thing now. I don't know why. Anyway, I can't see myself, but I don't have to see myself. I can see you. So, Simon,
I can see you.
is there anything like that you think, like, that could be it. I'd like some clarity around this thing here, or perhaps even, like, more specific to something that's like in your own life, eh? That's like that you feel like sharing, eh? Because this is a recording, obviously, right? But something that's not quite so playful now that you'd like it to be, or I don't know. Whatever.
Let me just plug in my laptop. The
Oh no.
battery is dying. Yeah, so like first of all, thank you for putting this together, Antony. I think in a similar way as during COVID, I discovered your creative juggling workshops and a Buddhist retreat, and this, there was this artistic course I did. It came in the right moment in my life, and this decision to do this course was really lovely, and also kind of I think influenced the last few weeks of my life. I have lots of positive changes happening. And I think that's about the mindset and about remembering about those things. And I tend to forget about them from time to time. And then if there's anything that needs additional questions, I think maybe like I feel like there's lots of knowledge, lots of books to read and kind of notes to make and changes to apply and all of this. So maybe just the question is like, well, what's the next steps? Not to feel overwhelmed with all of this and feel like it's another task to do,
Yeah, no,
you have to come back
absolutely
to it.
good.
Yeah, just maybe like what's next?
Good. Yeah, how to not have it become another to-do list. That's a brilliant yeah, it's a to-be list. Let's say already. To-be list. What's this other different to-do list thing? It's to-done list. There's also the to-done list. Yeah, like I make a list of all the things you've done, like ever, you know, like ever, all the things you've ever done.
Okay.
It's really interesting, eh, to make a list of all the things you've ever done, because it's like we always
So
think like, huh?
maybe I do the down list from this course.
Yeah.
That would be a good start. Yeah, that's not gonna stress me. That's gonna give me some joy.
Yeah. I mean, we sort of tiny bit touched on this in this course, but not really. Mean, there is the idea of vision in this course, a vision of a more playful life, right? A life that actually we enjoy, and it's good for us, and it's good for other people as well. It's we find like these win-wins with people. We're not being suspicious. We're not tricking people. We're able to be genuine, and we're able to offer safe spaces for other people. And so, but yeah, have a vision. Like, how does that though translate to my life, or that person's life? Or am I just like hunting out experiences? Because this is also a big trap, and I keep hunting out experiences, keep hunting out experiences, new experiences, rather than like just digging deeper into the ones that I already have, right? Or this thing
Being
of
deeper
not
into
being really
it.
content with what I've got, but
Yeah, because kind of going through like another book about it and another course about it and another better notes from this and changes, it is hunting those experiences, yeah. And then on the other side, you have this done list and vision of what you really want. And you, if you start from that point, you at least have a bit of like clarity and content in where you are in the moment, rather than this feeling of that I have to do something in the future. There's a lack that I have to fulfill with something in order to get to a certain state.
Exactly. That's it. You nailed it. There's stuff here, and I will send I will put this tomorrow morning. I'll put this onto a web page as well, and send it, so you've got all these like four videos on one page. I'll send that out,
Okay.
and that you have that forever. Like this recording here, 20 years time, you're looking at it, ah, look how young we were. And yeah, so Manolo and Anuska, yeah, please, I'd like to hear how this experience was for you. And if you send me a testimonial, I'll send you the chair yoga as a present. That was the thing I said, yeah. So
Do
I'm
you want
actually
this testimonial in writing, yeah?
in writing, yeah. I am in June I will do this course in Italian. And then and I've started it now, I started talking about it now. I will do this course again in the autumn. And then, I don't know, my idea is anyway, at some point, get something that's a little bit longer, a little bit more, what's the word for it? also specific with specific needs. But I think this course here is it's a good foundation to start to think of our life in a different way, in a more actively positive way, let's say.
Yeah, I think it's a lot of good theory, but then maybe the next step could be making a space for practice. Yeah,
Absolutely.
some kind of structure for people to just show up and
Exactly.
actually do those things.
Exactly. I in person, I love to do that sort of thing. On Zoom, I haven't quite worked out how to do that yet. But it must be possible. So yeah. If you have anything else to share, let's do it. If not, we'll
Yeah,
move
I
on.
guess like this one thing that I would share is encouragement to share this in a way that for me a big thing of those activities of those 4 weeks was sharing that with other people. And I think that's something that just makes you so much more engaged in what you're taking from this by giving it to other people as well, by talking with them about it, by
Oh,
asking
like
them,
in your
"What is
family,
your
people
life
outside. Yeah,
experience?"
right.
Yeah. And you as the teacher, you can also knock to people and say, "Take that out to the world as well, what you're
Yeah.
learning here, because you integrate it better with you." And you
Yeah.
will feel this lovely oxytocin that comes from sharing a good shit with people.
Yeah, good. Good, good. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Anyway, okay, catch you soon and see you in person at the EJC.
In Portugal.
Okay.
By the sea.
Ciao, Manolo, Anuska, and anybody who will watch this video.
Ciao, Manolo Anushka. Stay safe. See you soon.
Ciao, ciao.